let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's show. Thank you so much for being here. We definitely appreciate it. I'm Tiffany Bacon. This is Praise in the City, and we're going to have a grand old time talking about something that affects thousands and thousands of people in this city and around our country, and that's being hungry. So we're calling today's show The Real Hunger Games, but how you can cut costs on your grocery bills and other ways to save money so that your pockets aren't pinched so much. So stay with me. We're going to get the day started off with a bit of inspiration. As usual, here's Karen Clark Shear.
Yeah.
There you go. Getting you started just right. Karen Clark shared this bomb in Gilead. We are Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. Good morning. Happy Saturday. It's Tiffany Bacon. And today we are talking about the real Hunger Games. People in our city and in our nation are really going hungry. And there is no reason for it. We are the richest country in the world. And yet so many people don't have enough to eat. So we're going to talk about ways you and your family can actually save lots and lots and lots of money so that you can have decent meals every day and can afford it. And then even if you're not financially strapped, even if you do have a fairly decent income, we're going to show you or talk to you about ways you can save a lot of that income and put it into something else. So let me give you the numbers to call, because I'm sure we're going to have a question, and I'm sure you might have some questions for my guest today. This is how you reach us, 215-263-1039. So my special guest in studio, she calls herself Miss Coupon Diva. Joyce K. House is joining us for the first time this morning. Good morning, Joyce. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here. Now, off mic, just as we were preparing for the show, you were telling me you've been doing this since you were a teen.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so tell me, how did you get started?
Well, I was a teenage mom who had to figure out how to take care of their child. And I learned early that every coupon dollar that I spent was one less of mine I had to spend.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of people, because I definitely grew up in a household where we clipped coupons on Saturday or Sunday at the Sunday paper. You go through the coupons, clip them, put them in a little folder, and then, you know, go to the market later that day or on Monday night. But I would often hear people say, I don't clip coupons because they never have coupons for stuff I like, for the things I eat. They try to force you to do these brands that I don't buy. What do you say to people who say that, and do you believe that that's accurate?
Well, what I say to most people is that if you have a special diet, like my vegans, mm-hmm. my diabetics, I tell them to write to the companies of the products that they use.
Okay.
And say to them, I like your product. However, I'm a coupon user and I would really like to save on it when I purchase it. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised how many companies will help you buy their products.
Really? So you can just write to them and they'll respond?
Most times they do.
Okay, that's really interesting. Now, what about food chain stores? So say I happen to be a big fan of Whole Foods, which I call whole check, because you end up spending your whole check when you mm-hmm. go there. So will I be able to find coupons for Whole Foods?
Whole Foods sometimes have items in their store that they have. But again, mm-hmm. write to Whole Foods mm-hmm. and see if they have any special offers for the items that you like to buy.
Okay. Now, do you think there's a lot of hidden coupons out there? Like, can people just Google a store and maybe discover coupons? And if they do discover them via Google or another search engine site, are those coupons actually valid? Like, you know, how can you tell if the coupon you find on the internet is real and will be accepted at your store?
I'm glad you asked me that question, because that is a really huge problem in Philly of counterfeit coupons.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of stores are very, very strict about how they will accept them.
Okay.
So because we're here in Philly, I really encourage people to look at your, as you call, your landline sources. Mm-hmm. We have a plethora of sources right here where we can get our coupons, being the circulars mm-hmm. that are delivered at our doorsteps, give us the Red Plum,
mm-hmm.
and the Procter & Gamble, and the Smart Source, which are the other two sources of coupons, come in our papers most weekends except around holidays.
Okay.
So check out those sources, because most of the time when you print something offline, it's mm-hmm. something that came in your local paper anyway.
Uh-huh.
And then the stores that you're loyal to, yes, get on their websites, because mm-hmm. you can load those coupons directly to your card now and get savings.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, how does that work? Tell me how does that work?
Well, you go to those websites and you sign up, and it'll actually say add to your card. And then you add the coupons directly to your card, so that when you go to the store, you're able to just, when you scan your card, it takes a discount off. The only thing is, it only works for one item. So if you're like me, who buys things in multiples, I still carry my paper coupons with me also.
Gotcha. Interesting. Well, we're going to have a great conversation today about how you save money on your grocery bills. So this is what I need you, my loyal, lovely listeners, to do. Give me a call for two reasons. One, if you have a question for the Coupon Diva, she is right here, and we'll talk about how much money she saves per month on her bill. If you have a question for her, this is a good time to call and get that answered. Also, I want to know, what methods do you have for saving money on your food bill? This is so important. What methods do you have for saving money on your food bill? Let's share that. I know there's somebody out there listening talking about, I spent $200 a week and I can't keep doing that.
I don't spend that in 6 months.
What? Oh, I need to know all about that right there. So give us a call. 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. How do you save money on your grocery bill? And also, what questions you have for Ms. Coupon Diva, who is joining us in the studio. Now, you just said something very intriguing to me. You do not spend $200 on your groceries in 6 months.
No, I don't.
Who are you feeding? A gerbil?
I'm feeding myself and actually a lot of neighbors.
How are you able to feed yourself and a lot of neighbors on less than $200 every 6 months?
Well, what you do, first of all, is you don't need to shop. That is like, okay, number one. If you need to shop, you're going to spend what the item costs versus making your own price for that item.
Okay, now explain what you mean by that exactly. Now,
I don't let myself, like, you will make a list of all your pantry items when mm-hmm. I teach my classes, so that you, when you see that particular deodorant that you need mm-hmm. and it's on sale, and it's on sale for 99 cents, you have mm-hmm. a dollar coupon, mm-hmm. well, you get it anyway. Even though you don't happen to need it at that time, but you get it because it's free.
Uh-huh.
And you keep yourself ahead of the game. I call it the now and later. You buy something now that's free and you'll have it for later.
Uh-huh.
I haven't paid for toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorant, or women's products for 36 years. I don't.
What?
I don't pay to get my car inspected. I do competitive pricing for my admission. So it cost me $20 2 weeks ago to get my car inspected.
Okay, so now we're veering off groceries and we're going into
everything.
So explain, how does the average person who is a novice, mm-hmm. i.e. me, a novice to all of this, how do you find these deals and get things for free without, you know, having a birthday once a year and somebody giving you a whole bunch of gift cards and you're like, woohoo, I can buy free for like 2 days?
Well, for the first thing you do is, like I said, with everybody on the computer now, you sit down and look in your cabinets and you mm-hmm. make a hard copy of everything you absolutely ever buy.
Okay.
You write that down because this is going to be your list forever.
Okay.
Then you put a check mark, star, smiley face, or whatever you want by the products you will only use.
Okay.
Like, I only use two different types of mayonnaise. So when okay. I see them on sale, I get them.
You get them.
So rather than paying the $6.99 or $5.99 per jar, I catch it when it's on sale for $1.99. So that means I'm going to get three jars for the price of one. And most of the time, I'll have a coupon that'll allow me to get it cheaper.
Huh.
But I'm one of those people who only have two things that they will only use. So I'm really easy.
Okay.
If you're a person who's brand specific, it's mm-hmm. a little bit more work for you, but you can still stay on top of the game.
Okay, we're going to dig deeper into that. I'm so intrigued by this right now because I need to be a coupon diva and stop being a fresh out diva. I'm fresh out when I go to the store. I'm like, ow, how much is that? Oh, Lord.
Because you let yourself need it.
Well, you're right. I mm-hmm. definitely do. All right. So you are listening to Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. We're speaking with the Coupon Diva. Ways to save money on your, Miss Coupon Diva, ways to save money on your grocery bill and other bills, as we're finding out she was able to save money on her emissions test for her car. So here is what you need to do. You need to give us a call if you have a question for her and how she does it, how she's able to spend $200 or less every 6 months on her groceries to feed herself and others. You can give her a call, or you could call and answer this question for me. What methods do you have for saving money on your groceries? Give a call. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Jennifer calling in from Woodbury, New Jersey. Jennifer, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good, good, good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right, awesome. So how do you save money on your grocery bill?
Well, I typically, I don't know if I'm allowed to say store names or not, but I shop at one particular store, like a discount store, because they give you a lot of times $5 coupons back for things that you buy, gift cards back. So, and then I also can use, you know, the store coupon and a manufacturer coupon at the same time.
Okay.
And I try to only buy things that are on sale or that I have a coupon for. So typically in my cart, you know, everything is either on sale with a coupon or just with a coupon. And then I'm getting $5 back. So, like last week, my bill was $120 with the coupons. It went down to $63. And then I got $15 back in store cards.
Really?
Yes. So and you I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but it's the one with the big red bullseye. That's where I go for most of my items.
Oh, yes.
And then I do hit the grocery store about once a month just for things that they don't carry.
Really?
With the same rules.
Get out of here. I love that. I'm taking notes.
Binder, I think the coupon even mentioned, I caught the end of it, but a coupon binder where I have everything, you know, organized in a binder, and I stalk the papers.
Wow. I'm so needing to get hip. Like, I hate to make a show about me because it's never just about me. But I'm soaking all of this up because, like, seriously, I see money leave my account on food and other, like, life items, you know, toiletries and whatever. And sometimes I turn around, I'm like, why am I broke? Where is my money?
Only other thing, too. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Here in Philly, or in actually Philly, Delaware, New Jersey, you don't have to pay for toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorant, and those toiletries that you talk about because they run in cycles with the coupons so that they're free.
Yes, that's true. And the other thing is that same store, if you can hook up, they have a card that hooks up to your debit account. It's not a credit card. It just hooks up to your already bank account, and you get 5% back as well when you use the debit card. It just comes out of your checking account.
Wow, I never in the world knew about that. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that information. All right, you have a great day.
You too.
All right, let's go to Eve calling in from Sicklerville, New Jersey. Eve, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome. So what's your comment?
No, I agree with her about the deodorant and everything, the toothpaste, because you can get your coupons, and when they go on sale for 99 cents, you have a coupon for a dollar, and you get it free.
Exactly. And then you do like I do, where there's, in my neighborhood, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who don't pick up their circular ads. So I walk around my neighborhood, so I get extra coupons, so I can get more of those items for free. And then I take the bundles and put them in my recycle bin, and then I earn points, so I get more money from Recycle Bank.
Well, I have a better one than that.
Okay.
I have a friend that goes to the casino, and she goes there, and she gets the coupons from the casino because they can't put it in the guest's room. So what you do, you get all the casinos from all the circulars, and you can have the coupons from that, too.
Okay.
I didn't even know. I don't even go to the casino, so I don't even know that they put coupons in the casino. Like, I'm fresh out. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for that tip. I'm trying to take notes while I'm trying to update Facebook and let people know what we're talking about today. Wow, that's crazy. Awesome. Thank you so much for that information.
You're welcome, and y'all have a blessed day.
All right, you do the same. Right. Bye-bye. We have Misha calling in from South Philadelphia. Misha, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Breathing on schedule. Tell me about how you save that money.
Well, I live in South Philly, and I work in Chester. And so between South Philly and Chester, there's like a whole lot of farmers markets and produce junctions. So I would go in there once a week, and I'll get all my fruits and vegetables, and they would come under $10. Saving in just in the fruits and vegetables. And Walmart is a good store. I go in Walmart and get cereal and almost pay like a dollar for a box because I'll have my coupon.
Wow.
And other items like butter and toilet paper and I'm a nuts freak, so I love my nuts and my cranberries. So and I make my own trail mix. And most of the farmers markets and produce junctions, they have like nuts and cranberries and stuff like that. So, and it's cheap. It's like a dollar a bag. So you're pretty much saving, because sometimes almonds can cost like $4.99 a bag, but I get them at the produce junction for 99 cents a bag.
Well, let me tell you, this week, tomorrow, starting at Walgreens, they're buy one, get one free. And if you have your dollar off coupon from the paper that had the hamburgers on the front of it, you can get two cans for $2.49.
What? Okay, wait.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Yes, write that down. Say that again, Miss Coupon Diva.
Starting tomorrow, Walgreens will have Blue Diamond almonds for buy one, get one free. They're normally $3.49 for one can. So you're going to get $3.49 is going to get you two cans. Mm-hmm. But if you have your coupon off the coupon book that had the hamburgers on the front, there's a dollar off of one can. So you can get two cans for $2.49.
Awesome.
Wow.
And amazing.
Now I have a question for the Coupon Diva.
All right. Wait, hold on. Before we get to that question, I'm going to put you on hold, Misha. We're going to come back. I do want to get this other caller in because we're going to take a break, but I want you to ask your question. So hold on for one second. Hold on, Misha. Let's go to Linda real quick, calling in from Delaware County. Linda, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. What's your comment or question?
My comment, one of the ways that I save a couple pennies is also pay attention to the receipts that you get out of your grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
Because on this one particular store I go to, they always have a lot of coupons listed on the back where you can save money.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that I save money on the back is their coupon that I get when I go to the cleaners. Mm-hmm. I get money off of, you know, items that I put into the cleaners in my neighborhood.
Yep. Know that coupon.
Yeah. You know what? It's so funny because I always get those and I never pay attention. Like, I see it and I'm like, eh. And I toss it.
And you know how many people there?
And also, even like where we go get our coffee, you know, on the back, like if you're getting gas or something and you get a receipt for the gas that you get, on the back there's coupons to go into the same store, of course, and get change off of something that you might get, you know.
Amazing. Thank you so much for that tip. I'm going to pay more attention to my grocery receipt and those
and
coupons.
And then also I go into different websites and find out who's giving out something free for that day or something, and I share it with my girlfriends. We all share stuff. So.
Amen.
Having a community of girls to get together, share things is a good way of saving money.
A coupon club. Okay.
Yep. Right.
All right. Thank you so much, Linda.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That information.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. We are here with Miss Coupon Diva, and we are talking about ways to save money on your grocery bill, but she hipped us on ways to save money also on your car maintenance. And we're going to talk about other things that she's found ways to save money on. Also, Misha has a question for the Coupon Diva. If you have a question for her or you'd like to share your tips on how you save money on your grocery bill, give us a call. 215-263-1039. Praise in the City returns right after this.
Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. This, if I never talk about anything that should make you jump up out the bed in the morning on a Saturday, the day that you usually go out and run your errands, and perhaps grocery shopping is one of those errands, then this is the day you got to jump up, grab a notepad, a piece of paper, and then go to your front door and look for those circulars and don't toss them out. We are talking about ways to save money on your grocery bill and other bills, because we have Miss Coupon Diva joining us in studio. We have a bunch of people on the phone, and I want to get to you. If you have questions for Miss Coupon Diva, we are welcoming those questions. Also, if you want to share your tips on how you save money on your grocery bill, definitely give us a call, because I'm taking mental notes right now. And if you've been listening since 7 o'clock, I hope you've been taking some actual notes, because this is going to save you some money. So the number to call, 215-263-1039. Now, off mic, Miss Coupon Diva, you were talking about stacking. Now, what is stacking when it comes to coupons?
Well, it's a terminology when you use a store coupon and a manufacturer's coupon. So what it is, sometimes the ads will have coupons in there, say for like we were talking about the toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can couple that with your manufacturer's coupon, and that gives you more savings.
Okay. So
and the first young lady was talking about her $5 coupon and being able to use, that's considered coupon stacking.
That's amazing. So if I went to the local, I don't know, not to throw a lot of names out there, but say if I go to Pathmark, I could get a Procter & Gamble coupon that I would get in my Sunday paper.
Right.
And then they might have a coupon there, and I can use both and get it for 50% off or nothing.
Yes. But amazing. Just be careful. You have to know, one of the things of saving is knowing your store policies.
Okay.
And there are grocery stores that will only double what's called one like coupon. So
okay.
You'll see two boxes of Cheerios on sale and you have two Cheerios coupons.
Mm-hmm.
Some stores will only double one of those coupons. And if you're not paying attention, you don't realize it.
Oh, so is it just something that's in the fine print, or do you have to go somewhere to research
you,
that?
You go on most of their websites.
Okay.
Some stores you have to actually go into the store, and they'll take, because they don't really want you to have their policies. They're hoping that you come in the store and you get caught up and you just shop and you don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody who's texting and tweeting and Facebook and while mm-hmm. the register tape is going, look at your money.
Okay.
Because in most major grocery stores in our area, if an item scans wrong, mm-hmm. it's free. But
oh.
if you're tweeting, you're
you
not going to realize
attention.
That it rang up wrong. And what happens is you think, I didn't think I was spent that much money. Well,
okay.
a lot of the time you didn't, but it rang up wrong.
You know what? I wonder sometimes how much the folks at the store know the policies. Because I've seen that happen once mm-hmm. that somebody knew a policy that I was completely oblivious to. And they questioned the cashier about it, and the cashier had no idea. So, of course, you know, there's a hold up in the line because that person was like, no, I want my 59 mm-hmm. cents or whatever it was. And, you know, come to find out the customer was correct, but it took a while. And so everybody was just kind of like, I'm tired of being in this
you
line.
You know, I've had that. and people behind me mumble and grumble. And then my $300 bill went down to 52 cents. Then they wanted to talk.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, I mean, your money has to be important enough to you that you stay, you know, steadfast to it. Because
right.
if you don't, you'll lose it. And like I was saying, in most stores, if that item scans wrong, a lot of them don't know the policy. So what they'll do is just try to correct it. No, it's free. And you need to know that. And hit on the point. You need to be an educated shopper.
Mm-hmm.
And go into the stores and know the policies of the stores where you shop, because the cashiers cycle around a lot. They don't know the policies.
Okay.
I had a cashier tell me I couldn't use a coupon on an item because it was on sale. I said, baby, please. Call your manager.
Yes, I can. Unbelievable. Okay, so we're giving you great tips today on Praise in the City. By the way, please check our Facebook. Like our Facebook. If you have Facebook, definitely go to Facebook and like our page, Praise in the City at Facebook.com. So let's go back to the phones. Definitely looking forward to hearing from you. 215-263-1039. We have Miss Jackie calling in from West Philadelphia. Hi, Miss Jackie. You're live
on
the
air. How you doing this morning?
Good. Feeling great, knowing all this ways I can save money when I go grocery shopping today.
Listen, I hear people calling in, and I know the Coupon Diva is there,
mm-hmm.
but I am the super coupon queen.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to let you know right now
mm-hmm.
that you can, I heard her say about the in-store coupon and the manufacturers. That's awesome. But you can, if you have the time,
mm-hmm.
you can go in that store two or three times and get those same items and use coupons.
Mm-hmm.
I collect the circulars. A lot of people don't use the circulars. Mm-hmm. I clip out coupons and help the seniors and things. And so I call it coupon ministry.
Yes.
I go in the store and I ask the customers, do you have a coupon for this? If they don't and I'm in line, I'll give to them.
Ms.
You know?
Jackie, but
and
you...
I also ask the manager if it's okay if I take the coupons that I'm not using
mm-hmm.
onto
right.
the products. Because when you flag products out, people tend to notice that more than if a coupon is just in a paper
mm-hmm.
sitting there. They don't have time to pick it up and cut it out or whatever. And it helps everybody. I just love my coupons. I'm telling you, they tag me as being super coupon queen.
Miss Jackie, it depends on what store you go to, because a lot of them, you don't have to leave the store and come back. You can just separate your order.
I understand that, but I'm the type of person that I might separate my orders three or four times already
mm-hmm.
in that line.
Yeah.
And I'll go out to the car and put that in and come back and do it three or four times again.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's how many coupons I have, because, like I said, it is a lot of people that don't even take the time to pick up their circulars. Right. Exactly. And they know I do it, and the people that say, well, you can have my circular or whatever, if I say it, I say, listen, take the ads. If you see anything in there that you normally use, just give it to me, and I'll cut them out for you.
Ms. Jackie, are you taking advantage? I don't mind doing that. Are you taking advantage of your recycle bank points?
Oh, yes. What? Mm-hmm. Yes.
She said, what?
I am the recycling queen.
No, that's not what I asked you.
Because a lot of people...
Wait, hold on.
Ms. Jackie, that's not what I'm asking you. Have you redeemed your points? See, that's the thing. Everybody's throwing their things in the bins and they have them registered, but they're
Yes, ma'am.
So what points have you gotten off the recycle site?
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Jackie,
as a matter of fact, I'm saving up for certain things.
Miss Jackie, hold on. Listen one second, Miss Jackie. She was asking you a question.
Okay.
What have you redeemed from the recycle bank site?
I haven't redeemed anything yet because I'm saving up for certain things because of my mother.
Okay. Well, just let me tell you this.
I talked to when I called 311.
Okay, but let me tell you, there's a coupon on recycle bank site that's a low point user. It's $5 off a $40 purchase that you can use at your local ShopRite, specifically Brown ShopRites. And I go on there and I get those every week to help decrease my grocery prices. And because we're using Brown ShopRite, because you're in West Philly with me, you can take other grocery stores' money off your $5 off your grocery purchase and use them at his store also.
Okay. But did you know that you also can use in the dollar store coupons?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm Miss Coupon Diva, baby. I know.
Name brand items in the dollar stores, you can use your coupons.
Amen. Miss Jackie, thank you so much. We do appreciate your call, and thank you for the insight.
I appreciate that information you just gave me, sister. Keep going, Miss Diva.
Okay. And I wanted to speak to what she just said about, we were talking off air, is that I find that there are a lot of discount stores in our area that gear to lower socioeconomic, saying, okay, you can only come to our store and save because the name brands are so expensive. I shop at the major grocery stores, and like I said, I've had a $300 66-cent bill that I only owed 52 cents. I have walked out of the grocery store and owed nothing. You cannot do that at those stores. Some of them don't take coupons at all.
So you're talking about the lower priced stores.
Right. They got people, little animals floating around and saying, come in here. But when you go into their stores, only certain items are on sale and then everything else is higher. A lot of people think that you can only save if you buy store brands. I get name brand items for free. For free, most of the time. If you go on my website, MissCouponDiva.com, there are pictures of my cabinets. Free. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with store brands. Over the holiday, Carnation Milk, which is normally $1.29, $1.69 per can, was on sale for 88 cents a can. The store brand was on sale for 89 cents. Store brand, 89. Carnation name brand was 88, but baby, I had a 50 cent off too. I got two cans for 78 cent, two cans for less than buying a store brand. So when you pay attention, you can build up your pantry and save money so that you have the items on your shelf and you don't have to pay regular price for them.
Lord have mercy. Okay, real quick, because I had a question via text this morning.
Okay.
The person wanted me to ask you about Groupons. Is that a good deal? Groupons and the Living Social sites, coupons for things other than food. So we're talking about massages and trips and
everything
stuff like that.
Is if you pay attention, will work for you.
Okay.
I mean, Groupon has a great deal for our 30-year-olds and younger crowd where they can go and get $15, $10 tickets to see Broadway musicals. Everything
works. What about the 40-plus? Hello? But we can't go see a Broadway musical for $10?
So see, but you know, everything you have to look into, but see, you just get your 31 under to get it for you. Everything will work for you if you look into it. I mean, there's something in all of those for all of us.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. Let's go back to the phones. We have actually a listener from Cleveland, Ohio, listening to us on the internet, and it's Jackie E. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling us from Ohio.
All right. Amen. No problem. Amen. I follow Joyce on her Facebook page anyway.
I thought that was you, Miss Jackie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Doing better, girl. You know, I hurt my back, so.
Oh, no.
Get back to it.
Okay. Well, I hope you feel better soon.
All right. Wonderful. So tell us, what is your question or your comment?
Well, I just have a comment. I diddle with a lot of stuff Joyce has said just a few moments ago. I have to keep my mute down so you guys won't be able to hear me. Mm-hmm. Well, the way I do my grocery strategy is basically I just follow a couple of coupon blogging sites locally here.
Okay.
And I just, because they track all the local stores here and the coupons that are available with those items. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, customize that list and take it to the store with me. And some of my best deals, well, actually, I'm looking at one of my receipts right now from Giant Eagle here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I save 7%. I purchased like $64.09 worth of groceries for only $14.60.
Wow. Amazing.
Yes.
I'm so inspired. I am. Yo, you just have no idea. Like, I'm just like, why am I spending so much money? And then going back to our original.
Well, we wanted that too.
Amen. And going back to the original topic for today, the real Hunger Games. You know, people are going hungry, but how many folks who don't have that much money know that they can actually walk away with $300 worth of food or $100 worth of food for half or nothing? You know, and that's what this is about, educating people so that you, even if you are not making the kind of income that will allow you to feed your family the way you need to or the way you'd like to, there are still ways that it can be done.
Exactly.
Amen. And I'm in that situation myself. A couple of years ago, I lost my job, so I actually do to what you say. It can be done. It's very possible. In fact, when I was at CVS, that's another store, you know, they had a buy one, get one free on the Cheerios. Mm-hmm. And I ended up buying 6 boxes for $1.87, combining coupons with extra care bucks.
Right.
Unbelievable. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that
information. Oh, no problem. We'll talk again, Joyce. We talk a couple times on the phone.
That's all right. Thank you again for calling.
All right. Well, thanks again. You ladies have a blessed day.
All right. You do the same.
All right.
All right, now let's go to Rosalind calling in from Germantown. Miss Rosalind, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. I was listening and making some notes, and I didn't catch her website where she was. I just wanted to. I'm a mother of twins, and I'm a young mom, and mm-hmm. I just went from homeless to renting a room, so okay. I'm trying to save as much money as possible.
Amen. All right.
Well, I'm a mom of twins too.
Yay!
And down by baby, mine is 27 now. Thank you, Lord.
Mine's are one.
Yeah, but
so.
I worked night shift with them and went to school during the day. And at one point, I went from a monthly salary down to just 2 week salary because I needed to go back on my time. So the coupons are what sustained me so that I was able to put myself through nursing school. So I'm at MissCouponDiva.com. I also have a Facebook page, Coupon Diva. So send me an email so I can get in contact with you so I can see what I can do with you.
And the Miss is spelled M-I-S-S, not
yes.
M-S.
M-I-S-S, mm-hmm. Coupon Diva.
Right, but all my contact information is on my Facebook page. But I want you to send me an email because I want to see you, you know, get you and those twins a house, okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you. I'm just trying. I went, this last year was a beautiful year, I got my GED.
Wonderful.
But let me just give you this first. Everything that you're using, and sorry for interrupting, for the kids, are you either using coupons for them or writing to the companies? Are they still in the diapers?
Yeah, I wrote to the company a couple times because,
okay.
like...
But are you on their websites and on their email list so they can send you coupons directly?
I didn't really have access to a computer. Okay. I just upgraded to a phone that I can use the email to the computer. But I did write to the... I did call the companies because I know when the Pamper pops on the side, you can call and they'll send you coupons for a whole nother case.
Right.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for that information. Thank you for calling in. God bless you. Good luck and keep pushing forward and good luck with you and the babies.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Believe it or not, our hour is up. It goes by so quick. So many things we haven't covered. So we're going to have you come back and talk about like saving money on the cars and all the other things that we spend gobs of money on. Again, please remind everybody about your website so they can continue to reach out to you about how to save all this money on their grocery bill.
MissCouponDiva.com. And if you'd like to set up a consult with me, just go to my contact page and all the information is there.
Amen. Thank you so much for
You're
joining us.
Welcome.
Definitely appreciate the information. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you guys for all that you do. Don't touch that dial because Marriage Beyond the Vows is coming up next. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive Saturday. And don't forget to save money on that bill. Bye-bye.